I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Mary Kay Cabot of the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, 1 year ago today, this is some history. 1 year ago today, Sashi Brown was fired. We know 12 hours later, they ended up bringing in John Dorsey.
Happy anniversary.
What a chaotic year it's been, Mary Kay.
It really has. And, you know, the minute that John Dorsey walked through the door, I think all of us knew at that moment that Hugh Jackson was not long for this football team, obviously, regardless of what they were saying that day. You just knew that it was another sea change or changing of the guard or whatever you want to call it.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So you have John Dorsey in charge now. So wait a minute. That's it, Mary Kay? That's it? Just a changing of the guard? Like, for a second, I thought there'd be a lot more. There's nothing there. There was no shocking.
Like, Mary Kay,
there was nothing shocking to you
about
it? You
could make the argument, if this thing turns around, that what they did 1 year ago today was, outside of drafting Baker Mayfield, but that led to it, was the most important day in modern-day Browns history. That's what I'm going with.
Well, it could prove to be that. You know, we shall see. If he got Baker right, and it seems like he did, then it could become the turning point in Cleveland Browns history. But, you know, I've seen enough and watched enough over the years to know that you kind of just have to take it a season at a time, see how it goes. You still have to get the coach right. You still have to add some pieces around Baker and get everything right. But he's certainly off to a great start.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Did you pick a person who you want to be the head coach next of the Cleveland Browns?
No, I know you're going to hold my feet to the fire on that.
I'm going
to
yell at you.
No, and part of the reason is because I'm not even 100% sure who is all going to be available yet. There will be some NFL coaches that will become available. There may be some changes in the college scene that can change the landscape here. So, no, I'm not ready to name one guy yet.
Do you think, Mary Kay, when we're hearing so much conversation, some of it generated by me, on Josh McDaniels or Lincoln Riley or Matt Campbell, I keep hearing these names get brought up by some national reporters, and then sometimes I wonder, is it just agents doing work? Is it just people close to those coaches? Or are these guys really the top candidates this time around?
Well, yes, I think that those are some of the things that you have to think about going forward. The agents will have an agenda. And, you know, I've been through enough times before to know how some of this works. Some of the agents will push their candidates and talk about them being the number one guy for a lot of teams. That's how they're doing their job and getting the word out. So you'll hear some of that from those people. And then some of the potential candidates themselves will talk to people. And then you will have those close to them, their best friends and people that they've coached or played for that will talk to people. So you'll hear all kinds of things. And not everything will be accurate or true.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So if Josh McDaniels brought up, we heard that, well, you know, that, and I heard this from Albert Breer just the other day, that they believe that Bill Belichick is going to be there longer than they thought, and now he's open again towards being a head coach somewhere else. I don't believe that all of a sudden you've had this epiphany less than a year after you decided to turn around and not take that Indianapolis job. Is this a new agent, because his last agent left him, is this a new agent trying to clean things up for him and maybe clean up the image a little bit?
Possibly. He's got a very, very powerful agent in Trace Armstrong who represents a number of the other candidates. So there is also some strategy that has to go on here in terms of placing guys and who's your next client that needs to get the job and those kinds of things. I mean, I remember Bob Lamont always had, you know, a hierarchy. He had just this list of coaches, and he would, you know, work them into coordinator jobs and then move them up when he felt they were ready. And it was fascinating to watch and, you know, to have the opportunity to see inside of Bob Lamont's world a little bit was just absolutely fascinating. And so I'm not sure how Trace Armstrong exactly sets things up, but, you know, he has, I'm sure, some kind of plan for all of his guys and how he wants them to end up in head coaching jobs and when. So he is representing Josh McDaniels right now. I do think that Josh McDaniels is interested in that Green Bay job. I just have a feeling that there is more to that than, you know, than just conjecture or rumor. So I do think he's interested there, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's also interested in the Browns job, but maybe to a lesser extent.
Is Larry Ogunjobi going to play on Sunday?
I think he's going to try. He has James Andrews looking at his MRI results, and from what I could gather in my brief conversation with Ogunjobi yesterday, I believe it is some kind of tear. I even asked him, so can you play with it partially torn? And he said, even fully torn. So I think there is some thought that it is a fully torn biceps that he might actually try to play with. And again, he's getting a second opinion, not one in person. James Andrews is looking at the films, and I think he is going to maybe try to give it a go.
He doesn't even need an arm to play. No, but he can go out there one arm.
Mary Kay, I know it's fun. Greg Williams is in that locker room talking playoffs. Wow. I think last night's Tennessee victory is actually a huge blow. I think they're pretty much all but eliminated. So I just don't know the risk-reward. I think somebody might have to step in. And I don't know if this is John Dorsey. I don't know who in the organization with clout could do this and say, all right, we're shutting guys down. If guys are going to get injured the final four games of the year, there's absolutely no reason. We've got to look at the future of the Browns for the betterment of these guys.
Well, it does seem to me that if the biceps is partially or fully torn, that now would be a good time to shut down Larry Ogunjobi. It doesn't seem worth it to me, and I think they have enough depth on the defensive line that they can do without him. Obviously, not as well as they would with him, but like you said, probably not worth it.
Mary Kay Cavett joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Mary Kay, are we pretty much done with the Greg Williams stuff as head coach? It seems like all the fans jumped right off the bandwagon after one game, which I think is equally silly as thinking he ever really had a chance. Do you think that's probably over?
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I don't know how the fans feel about it, but I've consistently said that I did not think that John Dorsey would choose Greg Williams as his head coach, even though I know he really likes him. I know he likes things that Greg has done over the last 4 weeks a lot, but I never really thought that he would come in here all ready to go with his list of potential head coaching candidates and then stick with the interim coach of the Cleveland Browns. I just don't see it going that way. I never did, and still at this point, I think the chances are very, very slim of that happening.
Would you be interested in Kelvin Benjamin if he didn't already sign with the Chiefs from what it looks like here?
Yes, I would. I think anything to, at this point, really to, you know, to upgrade the talent on this roster, short of people that have gotten in huge amounts of trouble recently, I would be up for something like that.
Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. So as we get ready for these final four games of the year, we are looking, obviously, at the development of Baker Mayfield. Can he continue to get better? Obviously, last week took a step back in that first half, but as bad as he was in the first half, I thought he was sensational in the second half. What are you looking to see out of Baker Mayfield these final four games?
Well, some of the same things that we have seen since he got hot a few games ago. I really do think that when I look back to that last game, so much of that to me was about Antonio Callaway just not being ready to go against a defense like that. I think they took advantage of Antonio Callaway's youth and inexperience, and they identified him as someone that they could kind of go after a little bit. And I think that if Baker had better and more savvy receivers around him, I think he could have gone against a defense like that and won.
Oh, so you maybe are pinning those first two interceptions a little more on the receivers than maybe Baker Mayfield.
In part, and if you listen to him and you read between the lines, he's basically saying the same thing. I mean, he said, you know, in the first one, he said that Antonio needed to run a better route. I'm sorry, I have a little bit of cough I'm fighting through here.
Me too.
And the second one, that he needed to, you know, come back and fight for the ball a little bit. And even though he pinned it 50% on himself, he put the other 50% on Antonio. And I think if you have a, you know, a receiver, a veteran, experienced ex-receiver there, you might not have thrown those picks.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So is it more important to you, hey, the 4-7-1, does it mean a little bit more if Baker plays well and they lose still, or is it okay if Baker doesn't play so great but they still win coming up on Sunday?
Oh, I think it's vitally important for him to play well and to establish that he is the guy, and to, you know, to show off that arm, to get that experience, and to be able to hit the ground running next year, because I think they can contend for the playoffs next year. So all of this experience that he's getting is tremendous, but I do think it's important for him to play well and to get the feel for success and know what defenses are trying to do for him, to him.
Because so many people are going to say, well, why not both? And it's like, well, I don't want to just jump on off this bandwagon here just because they lost to Houston, for crying out loud, but I got to make sure my quarterback's playing well, and this is seen as a development year. Because if they lose any one of these games, you got four left, you're still not where you want to be, it's basically over. So it might mean more for Baker Mayfield to go out there and do what Baker's been doing. And even if they come up a little bit short, hey, you know you still got a guy, but you know you got to add on a little bit, at least a few more pieces with him.
Right, and they should be aggressive with him. And he's so aggressive anyways, but you know he should continue to be aggressive so he can see how far he can go. He's got to learn what he can and cannot do. So even if he throws some picks down the stretch, at least he'll be, you know, pushing the envelope a little bit and figuring out, you know, what a defense is going to do to him and how they are going to, you know, take advantage of the risks that he takes, like they did in the last game. So I think he should be very aggressive. I think the Browns' offense should continue to be very, very aggressive. They should push it downfield. They should take chances. They should go for it on fourth down because, like you said, I don't think they really have playoffs, an opportunity to make the playoffs at this point.
When we talk to you next week, are you going to have a name for me?
I can't promise next week, but I will promise you this, that I will probably write about that person before I tell you. I'll probably write it for the day job first.
Whoa! Mary Kay. I'll give you $100 if you say it's Hugh Jackson. I love.
Hey, you know who else? You know who I was thinking of this week? Hey, why not bring Norv Turner back and make him the head coach?
Norv. I thought you were going
to
say. I thought you were going to say Dave Lapham.
He's doing a great job in Carolina.
Yeah. Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. As always, wonderful. All the best. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Sounds good.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We got Jim Ross in studio coming up in just about 20 minutes. Coming up next, the Friday Five, and we hear from our buddy Lee Sterling. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.